This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. All this week, Iran and its nuclear program have dominated the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad told the assembly that the issue was, quote, closed, and that Iran would disregard the Security Council, whatever it decides. The U.S. and its allies meet tomorrow to discuss tougher sanctions against Iran and could decide to go it alone if the U.N. won't agree to take some action. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad is the United States representative at the U.N., and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with Iran's nuclear program. Is the U.N. Security Council going to act and pass stronger sanctions?
Well, we're going to be discussing, as you said, at the ministerial level with other permanent members of the Security Council and Germany this issue tomorrow. And it is our expectation that in the coming weeks, action will be transferred from the capitals and from the ministers to the Security Council, and that the decision will be made to impose additional sanctions on Iran to incentivize it to stop or suspend its enrichment program.
And Russia and China, who have been reluctant to do something very much stronger, you think they'll agree to this?
Well, we'll have to see. It is clear that Iran is in violation of two UN Security Council resolutions calling on it to suspend its enrichment program. So we need to take additional measures to incentivize it to cooperate.
Now, the U.S. and France are in the midst of trying to organize other countries in a kind of sanctions of the willing. Could it turn out to be that the U.S. simply bypasses the U.N.?
Well, our preference clearly is to have a U.N. Security Council decision to increase sanctions. But at the same time, of course, unilateral or multilateral sanctions outside the Security Council can complement the decisions in the Security Council or can be an alternative to it. But at this point, we're moving on both fronts, looking at unilateral and multilateral sanctions outside and inside the United Nations Security Council.
Iran's president said recently that he'd prefer to work with the UN's own nuclear watchdog agency. Do you think that the International Atomic Energy Agency finds that a welcome endorsement?
Well, IEA has its technical responsibilities with regard to questions that Iran has not answered to with regard to its past activities and the implementation of steps to clear the past record and to cooperate with regard to inspections in the future would be positive. But that is not a substitute to the issue of suspension of enrichment activities, which the Security Council has called for.
Right, right. But Mohammed Al-Baradei, who heads up that agency, has worked out what you might call a side deal with Iran, you know, calling for a schedule for the two sides to talk and resolve its questions. Is that an obstacle to the UN itself containing Iran's nuclear program?
Well, it depends. If that is not used, that agreement is not used by Iran to prevent cooperation by the international community to increase the pressure on it to suspend enrichment, then that will be fine. But if that becomes the reason for avoiding additional action on the suspension front, then this agreement would not be positive.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, it's good to be with you.
Zalmay Khalilzad is the United States representative at the United Nations.